audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 10, 2017. The spread of Kabbalah. Question from Facebook: why is Kabbalah openly accessible only now? What is so terrible about it that it was forbidden to do it before? Answer: when I was a child, we had a large library at home, an entire room lined with bookshelves. As I was growing up, I could get to the higher shelves, take books, and read them. The most inaccessible books to me were my mother's books on gynecology. They were on the highest shelves. Of course, I wanted to get them, but I could not. Now you understand that a person must reach only the level that will properly educate him. We start with children's books, then read junior books, then classics, and so on. It is a similar process with the wisdom of Kabbalah. It is revealed to a person when he is ready for it. And we reached this only in the early 20th century. The modern author of the Wisdom of Kabbalah is the great Kabbalist Balha Sulam. We mainly study his works, and we base everything on them and the implementation of his method. The Wisdom of Kabbalah was not waiting for the person who would reveal it, but for the whole generation in which it can unfold. We are that generation. Question: that is, the lower bookshelves can be called the history of humanity? Answer: yes. There we developed science, art, politics, war, technology, and mainly religion. And now all of this must undergo a complete overhaul. Only real, spiritual, altruistic values can be higher than us and give us the opportunity, the strength, and the direction to aim for them. From CabTV's News with Michael Leitman, September 7, 2017. Microbes will help us. In the news, Stanford News, Stanford study indicates that more than 99% of the microbes inside us are unknown to science. A new survey of DNA fragments circulating in human blood suggests our bodies contain vastly more diverse microbes than anyone previously understood. What's more, the overwhelming majority of those microbes have never been seen before, let alone classified and named, Stanford researchers report August 22 in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Answer: but we live, don't we? And if we hadn't studied this 1%, we would still be alive. Question: why are these organisms living in us? Answer: it is us. It's not that they live in us. If they were removed, then we would cease to exist. In other words, we are actually a bag carrying all kinds of microorganisms. And these little bugs are just hanging out there all the time. That is what we are. Question: does that mean that if we learn about 1% or a larger percentage or no percentage at all, it wouldn't make any difference, we won't gain anything from it? Answer: no, we won't. It will only add more trouble. We will always think that these microorganisms must be eliminated, those over the need to be increased, etc. This is all wrong. Interfering with human nature is disastrous for us. We do not achieve anything. We must get to a level of good, benevolent, eternal existence through a different method. Not by the method of interfering with the work of our body, but by interfering on a much higher level. Rising through our own attainments, revealing the upper system, the upper world, this is within our power. And these little bugs will only help us in all this. From CabTV's News with Michael Leitman, October 2, 2017. Change fate. Question: you say that by studying Kabbalah it is possible to change one's destiny. But is it necessary? Answer: yes, it is necessary. Now we are at the level of our compulsory existence. It is not even an animalistic existence, but much lower, because an animal does not ask questions about the meaning of life. Once we start asking such questions, we have an opportunity to rise with their help to the level of absolute freedom, freedom from death, from material life, and from the tight framework of our present existence. This is freedom from being under some special supervision, restrictions, distributions and so on. That is, you become the highest. In this way, each of us, by reaching an ability to bestow, becomes the highest. One can say, this is an illusion. How can everyone be the highest? But it is, in fact, so because we will find ourselves in another, spiritual space. Question: do we change our destiny by this? Answer: of course. Our destiny is in our hands. We can change not only our corporeal life, but a destiny we know nothing about yet, those stages that we still have to go through. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, July 2, 2017. The illusion of our world. Question: does war have a spiritual root? Answer: there is nothing in our world that does not have a spiritual root, otherwise the object or phenomenon would not exist. The forces that came down from the spiritual world, from the upper system of governance and integration of forces, gradually materialized and formed various objects in our world. That is why it is written, "You haven't a blade of grass below that has not a fortune and a guard above that strikes it and tells it, grow." This is obvious. Upper forces that come down from the world of infinity through the worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Beria, Yetzirah, and Asiya reach our world and materialize here. However, if we are talking about the upper root, in regard to its branch in our world, then it is difficult to explain anything because the system is completely confused. For example, how can you relate a cup or a human hand to an upper equivalent? Moreover, our world has no such equivalents. It is merely the forces that depict them in our consciousness, in our perceptions. Although we think that they are material objects, they are illusions. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, July 9, 2017. Gradual entrance into the new society. Balha Sulam, The Writings of the Last Generation. It is important to make such a correction that no person will demand his needs from society. Instead, there will be selected people who will examine the needs of every person and provide for every single person. Public opinion will denounce one who claims something for oneself, such as today's thief and scoundrel. Thus, everyone's thoughts will be devoted to bestowal upon one's fellow person, as is the nature of any Edikatayan that calculates it, even before one feels one's own needs. We must have faith in the leadership, in that it knows all, understands everything, is smarter than we are, and is leading us correctly to the real goal. Society needs to be consciously aware of this and accept it willingly. When an individual is consciously aware of the evil within his own nature and the need to accept the benevolent nature of the upper instead, then he will be able to exchange all forms of physical actions for spiritual attainment. Question: can just 1/10 within society be ready for this, while the rest of the society is not? Answer: that is the gradual entrance. Balha Sulam writes that the society will gradually, 10 by 10, enter the new state. From Cab TV's The Last Generation, July 31, 2017. The language of the Kabbalist. Question: what were the relations between Balha Sulam and his students? What was his connection to them and the letters that he wrote to them? Answer: the connection between a Kabbalist and his students is described very well in Balha Sulam and Rabash's letters. They wrote more than they spoke. Practically, I never heard Rabash say, "It seems to me that my eyes see the friends, my arms embrace them, and my legs dance with love and joy along with them in a circle, and then my eyes annulled and dissolved in my friends." As for Balha Sulam, he expressed everything academically. Remark: nevertheless, he had a breakthrough when he wrote, "The only thing that stands before you is the love of friends." Answer: he points to this as the most important thing, otherwise, What is the use of all the other actions if there is no clear intention to unite the group in which all this is revealed? The fact is that there are four languages for explaining the actions. The language of the Tanakh, that is, the Torah and everything that exists behind it, the language of the Talmud, the language of legends, and the language of Kabbalah. We need to connect all these in order to fully explain it. This is Havayah, the full name of the Creator, that is, a complete revelation of the upper force, the property of bestowal in the property of reception. Only in this is the love of friends is revealed. Therefore, Balha Sulam writes that the most important commandment is the commandment of unification, and now it stands before the whole world. I hope very much that with the help of such great figures as Balha Sulam and Rabash we can do it. At least we see how it all materializes. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, October 16, 2016.